couple of dates there.
Museum of History. They still talk about that.
Well, this stuff.
Didn't they make a movie out of Serendipity? Like, a movie was made called Serendipity, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep, and I still can't spell it. Well, that's all right. I'm working on it.
Deborah, I can't spell half of the words.
Encyclopedia. I can spell it in song. That's, our kids could spell that. I say, if they ask for, you know, a long word on your spelling test, just random, you know, here, encyclopedia. So, you know, they would sing, it's like a sing song, and you can get it right every time.
Well, look at that. Good stuff.
I'll teach your boys.
I remember them spelling bees we used to have. Now, pretty easy today because we're cooking on hot grease. That's what my aunt would say. We call it ain't, but you know, we're in Texas. It's ain't down here. It's ain't Vanessa. You know, it's not Aunt Vanessa. You know, there, she's an auntie. But anyway, tomato, tomato, I suppose, or just Texas talk. Who knows?
No, it's still ain't. It's still ain't.
Okay.
Ain't
good. Good. Auntie. Yeah. Good. Good. When we're trying to be professional, it's auntie. It's aunt. You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Aunt.
Yeah. Now. Now, like I say, it's super easy because we have been blessed. Highly favored, everything is going well. So in the sense of things, what we need to do now is just figure out some individual stuff. So let me start with Grace. Sandals of the Grace.
Yes.
Thank you much. Thank you much. Johnny, you got some emails coming through about reach request. We need to verify our reach, apparently. They want screenshots, blah, blah, blah. Now, Grace, tell me briefly before I get started in a deep way, what you know, what kind of help you need? What's going on? Holler at me. Free talk.
I just need time to call everybody that people have sent me. That's it. That's all I need. Time for that. And time to go through this.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Understood. Yeah. I don't know if you can see that. There we go. Yeah. This.
Hold
on.
Let me see. Hold on. Do it again.
Time to go through this.
I
need to get through the.
Yeah, that's different.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's different. That's different. Okay. The other one, yes. That one. All right. So let me explain something to y'all. Okay. Now that that's work, don't make it that, because that's different. That that is, you know, you got enough in you to handle that.
Yeah.
You understand? You got enough in you to handle that, because that's no different than what Deanna or Reggie would have to do Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
You got to handle that on your own. The phone calls I'll make time for.
Okay.
Right? You know, you know what I'm saying? Phone calls I'll make time for. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, you want to get started immediately, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Outstanding. Okay. I'll let you multitask during Deanna's call in 55 minutes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. See? Ain't God good? There you go. All right. Listen up. Deanna, what do you need? Holler at me. Free talk. I'm being vague on purpose, so don't ask me, what do you mean? What do you need?
I actually have everything I need right now.
Okay. Outstanding. Reginald, what do you need besides your book published? Besides that? We know you need that. Shoot him a text and see if he can talk. His background may be loud. There you go.
Need rockets to win.
Well, I am opposed to that. So I am. Yeah, all right, so I got to tell y'all what we do around the office. I tell y'all, I'm not a Rockets fan. I'm so sorry to all you Houston people. I know, it's so heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking. I know. Abby's like, oh, my God, no. I finally found something wrong. I know. I used to be a crazy Rockets fan, like everybody else. Houston Rockets. You understand. They understand what I'm saying. And I just got tired of the Rockets not playing until after the All-Star break. You have to actually be a basketball fan to get that, an advanced basketball fan. And I love some LeBron James. Now, I ain't no Rockets hater. I just be bothering them. Because who do I think is the greatest one-on-one player of all time, Grace?
James Harden.
All right, then. I ain't no hater. I give Mr. Harden his props all the time, and whoever moisturizes his beard, I need to take tips. You understand? Just want to let you know.
He's right. Stupid. He's stupid. He's stupid. But nah, but you saw me yesterday online now, because I read it for about an hour. Yeah, after
you talk to me, so good, ain't it? It's good.
When you get a chance, whenever you get here, or something. Break it down to me a little bit more.
Okay. I'll give you some twos and stuff too.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Because I already pre-watched some of this stuff before you gave it to me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool.
You say whenever you get here, that means when you come, because he gonna come by. That's it. I'm waiting on that.
Sometime today.
Looking forward to that.
Sometime today. Sometime afternoon. Yes, sometime afternoon. I just realized what afternoon means, like literally afternoon. Yeah, I just realized that. That's the first time I ever put two and two together. Afternoon was just, like, afternoon. It was a word that my grandmother said, you better speak. Y'all ain't grow up like that. You know, you can't, you have folk walking in here not speaking. Did we sleep with you last night? Anyway, you understand. It was just a word that I was taught to be respectable. I just realized it's after the noon. Got it. Sorry. Anyway, don't mind me. I'm catching up to 21st century, even though that was probably here since antiquity. Who else? Let's see. Jerry, what do you need? Okay, I saw him on mute, but I think his mic is... Check your mic. Alma, check your battery. What's that from, y'all? What's that from?
Sister Act.
That's it. That's my movie. All right, I can hear you unmuting, but it's not letting you. Oh, got you. We got you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
sir. Can you hear me now? I think I need about 30 minutes more sleep this morning.
I do understand, so.
I think is what I need. No, I think everything's coming together. I think summer just finally ended here. We got about a 30, almost a 30 degree temperature drop today. It was like 115 yesterday. And it's supposed to be 83 today.
Wow.
So that's good stuff. A lot of smoke in the air from the fires. Yeah. A lot of fires in California.
Forgot about that. Yeah, forgot about that. And then you have, there is a northern, like it's supposed to be like snowing in Denver today or something. It's supposed to be crazy.
Yeah. So, no, but that's good changes for us. It's, you know, you can say it doesn't bother you. I've been here 20 years, but 115 to 120 is like you become indoor people, you know.
If it wasn't for air conditioning, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nevada wouldn't be a vacation place if it wasn't for air conditioning. I do understand that too.
But Amazon tells me I'll have my new camera today.
Okay. Cool.
So that'll be helpful. Yeah, get rid of that. It just wouldn't stay in focus. I did the cheap Chinese version, and I know not to do that again.
Well, I've learned that lesson many a times with headphones. With headphones, they last 2 days and then it'd be gone.
Yeah.
A three pack of iPhone headphones, and for $10, and they would last for 10 minutes. They would.
Yep.
Yeah, so I can relate. I can relate. Good stuff. Well, glad you're good, and I'll be saving that karma for something else. That good karma for something else.
Cool. You know, I hate to turn down anything.
No,
for sure.
I got you. I got you.
We don't want to start that.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Good stuff. Well, glad you're well. Glad you're well. Good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Justin. We're just about done. And Deanna, now what we're going to do, as soon as we finish here, all the attention goes to Justin. We're going to do one thing at a time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Justin. No. Justin, anything you need us to, like any prep work you need us to do, just if y'all don't know, Justin's taking over the e-commerce. He's guiding us there. The store, e-commerce stuff. Any prep work you need us to do, any instructions you want to give us to make your life easier?
Yes. Actually, I've realized we have a lot of billion entrepreneurs on the call. So what I wanted to do is anybody that had a product, I know Ice Buddy, or anybody has a product, please provide the link to it so we can check it out, test it, and put it on the store as well. So it basically is share and share operation where everybody's product will be on the store. And then put in anything you would buy on a daily basis. So we have it available on the store.
All right.
Is this exclusively to just products, or if we do a service, can we also? Because not all of us do products. Some of us do services.
We'll put it up, and we'll see if it fits in e-commerce. I don't know what can actually go on e-commerce. What services can be sold on e-commerce?
What the service is. E-commerce. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Sorry.
Well, no.
But if not,
yeah, he's right. Put it up there anyway.
But if not, anything goes up there, because if we can't put a service on there, maybe we can put the merchandise for your service to give you promotion and profit at the same time. So that works.
What's the link?
I'll send it to Deanna. You want to send it to Deanna, or you want to send it to you?
No, send it to Deanna. Have Deanna put it all in there, and then send it to me so we have everybody's. Because if I get it on the chat, I might not get everybody's thing in
there. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Don't forget about editing service, video, photo, graphic.
No, you don't forget about editing service, video, photo, graphic.
We need that.
Okay. Yeah, that's you. I do editing for us. You like doing it for other people. Yeah, good stuff. All right, Deanna, you got that? Because that actually was brilliant. It was split in two. All right, so you got it. Let me just say it for myself. Submit the link to your products, and then there was a second part there.
Submit the stuff that you normally buy online.
That's it. That's what it was. Stuff you normally buy online. Okay, I knew I was forgetting something. Good stuff. Anything else? That was good. I didn't even think about that.
That's it. We'll do the promotion of YouTube and other social media brands once we have everything in order first.
Got you. Most excellent. That's it. Got you. See when you put smart people in the right places. All right, outstanding. Now, Deanna, make that happen today, like right after your call. Don't do it in this one. Do it after the call. Let's see what else. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me look at my notes here. Okay. Listen to people. Chris, what do you need besides the fact that you've been blessed over and over and over? What do you need, sir? He's just so happy. Look, he just, la.
Oh, there's always time to grow. Just more relationships.
Okay, more relationships. Yep. More relationships. All right. He. What translation, can you put me on with some of your millionaire friends? Can I get some more clients like you is what he's saying, Law. That's what he's saying. That's what he, you know, can I get some people to pay their bills on time, you know, without arguing? You know, can we do that? That's what he's saying, Sugar. That's what he's saying. Good stuff. Law, I know what you need besides the 28. Okay, but what else does thy need?
Thy needs. I guess a one-on-one maybe, so I can understand how my gifts will better align with ATS.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll set that up. Good thing is, I'm just going to build around you, so it doesn't matter. Like, that's a good thing.
This I understand and know, but for me, I need a
little, organization. You know, just a little.
Yeah, that's just the way my brain works.
I do understand. That's actually a very fair response, too. One I should have anticipated. That's a very fair response. Good stuff. We would definitely do that. We're going to make sure you are well. Well, so we'll just text me. Just work it out. And then Deanna, let's squeeze in some time somewhere. Okay. All right. Anything else? I know everybody else. Anything else? There is a. I'm gonna post this out here for y'all. Tippa sent me some a couple of weeks ago. And it was just a really good, it's somebody's website, some lady that I guess she knows or shops with. I'm not sure. But I was intrigued by her terms and conditions. I really like them. I just posted it out there for y'all. This isn't part of anything. I just want to share with you because more than likely I'll be updating some stuff on my terms and conditions that kind of reflecting these. I like some of the stuff she said. So there you go. This is just there for you to have in the chat. If you're not in chat, which is Reese, then can you just copy and paste that and Grace and send it directly to Reese? Okay. So we're sending that directly to you, Reese. So no worries. Send that directly to you. Now.
Hey, Antonio.
Yes. Go ahead, Abby.
I need sales funnels.
Okay, got you. You need sales funnels. All right, so we will direct you to all the right places. Good stuff. Remember that, Grace. You need sales funnels because you did bring it up yesterday, too. She brought that up yesterday. Outstanding. And then we have, I showed this to Deanna as well. Deanna, did you ever make a decision on this? Can you see if you made a decision on this for me?
Yes, sir.
What was the decision? I'm giving y'all secrets. Grace, copy and paste and send that to
decision on the caffeine yet.
All right. Grace, send that to Reese. Send that to Reese for me. And let me share my screen. I'm just showing y'all secrets. I'm just showing you secrets.
Thank you so much. Always appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely got you. Now, showing y'all secrets. There is a social media, or at least a social media TV, called Caffeine. You should check into it. I sent you their Instagram page. Once I stop sharing my screen, I'll do it now. Then I send you.
Yes, I just downloaded that the other day because I saw a commercial on Facebook about rap battles. I say, and it's free. Oh, wait, let me get on that.
Yeah. Look, Ultimate Rap League. Yes. It's a bunch of entertainers. Okay. Summer of Games is a bunch of entertainers, gaming. Here's all your stuff trending. And I'm gonna tell you why I keep, what do you mean? You got Fox O on here, Red Bull TV. It's not a small rinky dink one. You just want to check it out. Now, if you say someone goes, I don't know what it is, Antonio, can you help me? You don't have to do that. Just do this here. You go to YouTube and you type in what is caffeine TV. That's it. And then right here, all these people will tell you. So I'll put this in here too. Now, somebody should be, for a second I was like, I know I closed all my tabs. So, Law, you be on Caffeine TV then. You've used it before?
I've started to hear about it. I haven't personally signed up.
Yeah. So here's so I draw inspiration from everywhere. And some of the people who do the greatest job on social media are comedians. I'm just telling you. Okay, the comedian, the people who do the skits, they pay for no ads. They make millions of dollars. Their engagements are through the roof. And people can't wait till they drop another video. They sell merchandise. They have people send a monthly subscription. It's just incredible. So I study a lot of them, and one of them had their own show, Lulu Gonzalez, familiar? It doesn't matter. Has her own show on Caffeine TV. And I saw it about a month ago, maybe, or maybe 2 months ago. And I put Deanna on it to research it and asked her if we need to be on it. You understand? All right, to those of you who like to stay out front, Antonio, can you tell me the only 5 things that we need to do to be successful as you teach them? Sure. Get attention. And then find a congregation. And then find out what they're paying attention to. And then jump in front of that attention. And this is what I'm showing you right now. Okay? This is what I'm showing you right now. I'm in a meeting. I have to call you in about 20 minutes. Okay, hold on. Jump in front of that attention. I've heard you say this before, right? Well, caffeine is all that. At least that's me paying attention to my audience. Everybody got it? All right, let me give you some more stuff. Let's see. Okay, I said that last time. I have no idea what this is for. Or this. Oh, yeah. Now, the Grace and of the Deanna and all of you, Thursday is such a good day for the company. It's our leadership class that features heavily Reginald and Deanna, and they have good chemistry. And besides, they talk about some good stuff, Vanessa. It's one of the greatest classes in this university, and it is free. Yes, free, open to the public. I want to promote it more. That's ministry at this point. And what are you talking about right now, Deanna and Reggie? What did we talk about Thursday?
We finished Conversations with God, book 1. Now we're on Conversations with God, book 2, chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Sounds like the light needs to be shared and not contained. Am I saying something here, Vanessa? Am I say something to make my grandmother proud? Yes, okay, Vanessa approves. I made my grandmother proud. The light needs to be shared and not contained. You understand? Outstanding. Good? Outstanding. All right, I want that better. More better. More than just a few hours before class. Now, somebody, I don't remember getting that. Oh, hold on. Oh, Deanna would know best, Susan. I have no idea. I just know that she's going to make a way. You got top priority. Yeah, she would know best. Deanna, just a reminder, because I kind of told it to you in passing, give Susan top priority. I need to talk with someone, a mutual friend of ours, and just make it work, okay? Just do it over, probably best to do it over phone call. And not Zoom, that might work. That might be a little easier since I'll be moving so much. Okay. Now, what was I saying right before that? What was I saying, Law? You be paying attention. What was I saying right before? It was important. I was for the go. I was for the takeoff. I'm going to take off. Let me see. Look at my notes again.
Integrity leadership call?
No. It was one more thing, and then I was going to take off. I remember now. Yeah, that's what it was. That, remember the course, I lost my job, what I do next thing that I even show people I do on Fridays and stuff. Can you send it to me? I still don't have the stuff. All the, y'all took notes. I still don't have those notes. Yeah, it's, when I brought up last time, y'all went looking for it, but you know, I don't think you ever found it. But I need those notes. Unmute your mics, Deanna and Grace. Let me see. Do we know where they are? It's all good. Do we know where they are?
No.
No.
All right. That's why I can't get them. Do you remember doing that? It was on a Friday. I believe it was Jerry that brought it up on a Tuesday or something, and I wind up making it a class on Friday to show everybody how to get that done. How to build a course.
Was it how to build a course?
It was literally called, I was building a course and it was called, I lost my job, what do I do next? And I had, right. I had one of y'all take notes in chat and one of y'all take notes in notes.
Yeah, the last one I have, and I sent it to you, it was branding.
No worries. This is what you do.
I found it.
Look at that. All she had to do is just pay attention.
Okay, so D took notes and I took notes in chat. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so let me see it. Share your screen. Let me see if that's it. Let me see if that's it so my brain can stop punching itself in the head. Oh yeah. That's it. No, hold on. Current set events of Grace finally on this. No. Wait. Oh, those are notes. All right.
There we go. There it is.
Wait, I see some green small. Scroll up. Let me scroll down to me. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I'm trying to catch up. 30 minutes.
Okay.
I
thought it was the one that you had for August, Deanna. August 20th.
Yeah. But whatever that was, send it to me. Looking like I didn't accomplish a few things off there. Send that to me too.
Okay.
All right, so while they're doing that, let me tell you what I'm doing before I take us to the next level. So when running your, essentially we open up this system, we can show y'all, this is our daily meetings. We open it up so we can show y'all how you, first off, happy delayed birthday, Darren. I just saw him jump on, his birthday was yesterday, a belated birthday, I should say. Happy birthday, his birthday was yesterday. Good. Secondly, this is just open to the public now. This is just me running this company. No BS. No, you're very welcome, man. You know, it's all that stuff. What you're seeing me doing is, since we're running so perfectly, I'm getting ready for chaos, Steve, because that's the way it works. There is not a problem in sight. And here comes chaos. Here comes chaos, because that's just the way it works. Success will reveal your failures. Wherever you have hidden holes in your foundation, the only way to show those hidden holes is to win. That's the way it works, okay? Success will reveal your failures. That's why I was saying, what you need? I'm looking for failures. Tell me what you need. Grace said, I need to make phone calls. Got it, you get it? That was a failure somewhere, do you understand? What do you need? All that stuff like that. So good stuff. Now we know. Deanna's still looking. Don't worry. You can stop looking. It's all good. It's. Did you find it? She gave you a date. She said it would be like August 20th.
I found something. I don't think that's it, though. I'll share my screen and show you.
Let me see. So what I have, I'm just looking for holes in the system. Plug it up. Chaos. That's it right there.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Let me see. Oh, no, that's it. I lost my job. What do I do next? That's it.
In my head, I'm thinking we did like the actual course and took this. Okay. Thank you.
Gotcha. No, there was just the 40 things to come up with to talk about. I just had them do it. Now, can you scroll up to the top, please? Let me see what that was. Steps I use. Oh, okay. Good. This is the steps I used to get on my course. Can you copy and paste those 11 things and just put them out in the chat for no reason at all? Maybe someone will use it and steal. Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, send me that. And then that's going back out in chat. Maybe someone like Abby will make this an ebook that she can have as a product for her service. Aha. There you go. Maybe she has my permission. There you go. How I learned to do an e-course. Well, how a millionaire taught me to do online courses. Now that would be.
Thank you.
All right. See that? See? Here to help. That is a very catchy title. How a millionaire taught me to do online course. Oh, I want those one right there. And then you give it away for free or you do it for 99 cents. Either way, you collect data. Now you can put that on an e-commerce store and then boom. There you go. See that? Yeah, see how that works? If you do not have a product, I'm going to give you one more tip before I do my other thing. If you do not have a product, I invite all of you. If you do have a product, I still invite all of you to read a book. I'm going to show it on YouTube. Sometime it's up here, but you can buy it. But I just want to show you that you have pretty much no excuses. Okay, so it's not up here no more in full-length book, and it doesn't need to be, but I want you to buy it. However, if you can go find this book, $100 Startup, just to give you an idea.
The $100 Startup by Chris Guillebeau. The book's main idea. This book is for those who take action and those who provide the inspiration. Chris Guillebeau. The $100 Startup is a business-centric book whose aim is to help prospective entrepreneurs become aware of the challenges that come with creating a successful small business that generates enough revenue to allow the entrepreneur to escape the 9-to-5 rat race and start living a rich life. The new reality is that working at a job may be the far riskier choice. You can get this book for free with a trial of Audible using the link in the description of this video. A look at the main ideas shared in the book. The book shares the following main ideas. Number one, passion plus good business sense is the magic formula. The missing piece is that you usually don't get paid for your hobby itself. You get paid for helping other people pursue the hobby or for something indirectly related to it. The secret to all success is simple, really. Capitalize on your passions, but do so with good business sense by looking into how you can turn your skills or passion into a workable and successful.
All right, don't need to watch all of it. Just know that book is going to help you build. Just know that book is going to help you build what is called micro businesses. Business that will lead you to a rich life in which you do not have to have employees. Steve knows the value of not having employees. Okay, now he understands. And I no longer understand the value of not having employees. Too much responsibility now. Remember that. It's a good book. That book was the inspiration for what you are now sitting in. That's the truth. I just turned it out of a micro business into something big conglomerate. But there you go. Just another free resource. It's another free resource that we are giving you. And one more thing that I want to show you. And I just thought it was pretty cool. I may do something similar myself. Here's a website. This is Matt McWilliams. This is in chat. Grace, make sure you copy and paste it to Reese in her inbox because she's on the phone. My Toolbox. This is his website, but this is Toolbox. His favorite tools for running affiliate launches and promoting affiliate orders. And all this is things he uses on one page. How cool is that? How cool would it be if I had all the stuff that makes us efficient on one page? Pretty cool, right? And of course, I'm pretty sure he's an affiliate on all these, but that doesn't matter. If it works, it works. Okay? That's actually free. This is the stuff he uses. Here's the cameras he uses. Here's the green screen he uses. Pretty cool. Actually, we have this exact same green screen. Yeah, we do. Exact same one. Oh, no, we don't. Anyway, now. Jerry said, that's my camera. Now, is everyone, well, does anyone have questions before I do the last part?
Okay. Can you share that link?
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah, it's in the chat right now. I just shared it. And then, Grace, make sure you send it directly to Maurice's inbox as well. Even though he's on chat, it'd be a good point he can go back to.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do it.
Of course. The $100 book, the $100 startups is saying it's not available on YouTube, on Amazon.
On Amazon? On
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But if we just search, you can probably find it somewhere else.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. That is interesting. It is not available. I find that. Or maybe that's in Kindle. Let me see.
Is the author's name, first name Chris?
Yep.
Okay.
It might be available on eBay. You can check eBay. Because a lot of books on Amazon are cheaper on eBay.
Wow, that makes sense.
There's a link.
It's available. It's available. I have it in my shopping cart.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that it was unavailable for me. I think it was just that link. I think it was that.
Okay, cool.
I think it was out.
Another resource for folks, if you're not finding things on Audible or Amazon, is Scribd, Scribd. Their membership is $9 a month, and they often have everything that I can't get on Audible, which is a lot of things, they have on Scribd. And they also have scripts and PDFs and really obscure stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Sure do. And that's fantastic. That's fantastic. They got documents, like she was saying, PDFs, all sorts of stuff. Now.
Was that scripts or I couldn't quite catch what she said.
I'll pull it up for you. It is this website. Script. I got you. Yeah. Boom. Send that to, well, no, Reese don't need it. She got it. Scribd is the, when it first came out, it was the Netflix of books, basically. That's what it was, Netflix of books. And she's right. I recommend it as well. Now, so what do we do now? Let's say you're in a place in which you know your breakthrough is coming, and you've done everything faithfully. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone is moving to their next breakthrough. whether you're a millionaire like Justin or, you know, a budding millionaire like Chris, it doesn't matter. You're still moving towards your next breakthrough. Can I get some agreement here? Is this all right? Good. Doesn't matter where you're at. Just gonna have 10 billion. He would still set a higher goal for himself. That is what human beings do. Yeah, that goal may be to give to charity. It doesn't matter. Let's say you've done everything faithfully. By show of hands or the flicking of emojis, who among you has decided in the last 2 years or less that you're going to do everything you can to make your dreams come true? And you're not going to plant bad seeds, at least not intentionally. Can you show me your hands, please? I'm looking for all you people. Outstanding. Okay, good. I got the right crowd then. Jerry said hands in chat. I've got the right crowd. What do you do when you are you and you haven't planted any bad seeds and you're here and there's this charismatic leader telling you that the software is coming? And what do you do then? You do one thing and one thing only. Nothing else matters. You move at 100%. You don't have to think. You don't got to understand. I'm not telling you not to think. I see you, Susan. I'm not telling you not to think. I'm telling you moving is better than thinking. Okay? But you got to move at 100%. I'm going to tell you why. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm smart. It has everything to do with the fact of what is objective in this universe. If you're here, there is a flow. And it is never your job to go against the flow of any organization. Not the police, not the courts, not real estate. You go in the flow and make changes in the flow. I'm not the only person that would tell you that. I believe Abraham says stream. You go with the stream, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while since I've heard that, but I'm pretty sure that is what Abraham Hicks says. Stream. Now, if you think about this for a second, what is the stream of ATS? 100% moving forward. It's like, that's the stream. Tell me anything else. Who do you know would change the whole company 5 seconds from now? Like completely change it. Law be like, you know, we should do this. You're right, we should. All right, Deanna, effective immediately. Boom, and it is all of a sudden, it's just core company then change. Because we moving 100%. And that is the flow of ATS. So it's not a matter of thinking. Here's why that may be difficult for some of you. Because some of you have never moved at 100%. To move at 100% is to have no safety net. No safety net. If you're going to commit to something, you need to commit to something, not have the illusion of committing. When Justin started real estate, Justin said, this is what I'm going to do. He didn't say, let me just take a few classes. Let me just, you know, I mean, I'm going to see what happens. Okay. Let me pause real quick. Let me get Susan, then Locke. Go ahead, Susan.
I unmuted by mistake, but.
Well, it's a good time for you to add value anyway there.
We did that and we just kept going. We never looked back through all the challenges. And believe me, we had many between family, between having children, between businesses, between crashes in the economy, all those things. And just kept going, kept building. And we're still here today. And I know so many of our friends that were building their businesses and building their companies. And we didn't just build a speaking business. We, you know, are growth, profit, and enjoyment advisors. Growth, profit, and enjoyment advisors. So when September 11th happened, and so many people just, you know, went away in their businesses, we kept standing. And so you need to be able to, just like with COVID here, you're still standing. And you're moving at 100%.
I agree with that. That's a good word upon this day, Susan. I'm still standing. That's what I started singing in my head when she said that. Law, let me hear from you.
What was running through my mind when you said that is that I'm currently on that journey, and I think I'm the only one that actually really understands that within my sucky circle. Mm-hmm. But I think once you actually reach to that point, then there is no stopping you.
That's
right. There will be so many other opportunities that come into play. There's no longer a fear of doing anything. And I just always wanted that feeling. And that's what that is now.
No doubt. No doubt. So I just want y'all to receive this. That if you're not moving forward, and this is in all life, right? You got to move forward. Got to. And then you have to move forward 100%. You have to. But you can get away with some things not moving forward 100% and you have prosperity. You can. But it won't work here. Because the stream here is, you get here, you uncomfortable. This is a very uncomfortable organization. Well, Chris, where you at? Check this out. This is dead serious. This is what y'all to see something. What time did we leave the office last night?
Around midnight.
I need y'all to get this, okay? How many videos, including vlogs, did you shoot last night?
Ooh. Well, because I know Grace did some earlier too, so I said probably like 27, 30, because I don't know how many Grace did in total.
By 27:30. Look, Law's like, I want a piece of that. Yes. Put this chocolate on camera. I understand.
I already experienced a part of that.
You already did. So you know how we are. We didn't leave the midnight. We did 27 videos, all 4K. And at one point, I think for 15 minutes, I kept falling asleep for like every 30 seconds, and Deanna got tired of saying, just go in there and lay down. I was like, no, let me just sit up now. just let me just sit up. We just go hard. All right? We were going hard. That's uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. When you winning, there is no comfort. The only comfort you get in winning is massive cash flow. Then you get comfort. A comfortable organization is a dead one. You don't have to stay to midnight. You know, you go in when you feel like it. You leave when you feel like it. You ain't even got to start on time. A dead organization is real comfortable because you ain't bothering nobody. Ain't nobody bothering you. A dying organization is almost equally as comfortable. But a winning organization, there's always a meeting. There's always a change. There's always step up. Grace, show them that book you did earlier. Grace tried to sneak one in on me earlier. Tell me I need time for this too. No, that's your job. That's it. Y'all, now it's going to make sense. Unmute your mic. It's going to make sense, not a lot.
Hello.
Tell them what you're doing.
I am, hold on. Just the background, you can't. There we go. I am doing trash can cash flow. Coming from this book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. 21 videos.
She did 21 videos on that book alone yesterday, which, by the way, will be added to your memberships at no charge probably in the next 24 hours. Okay. Unless y'all want to be charged. Is everybody okay with no charge? Is everybody still okay with freebies? You know, it's like upgrades. This is the software upgrades.
Best thing in life are free.
That's it. That's it. So it's going to, at no charge, you would see it in your senior level at no charge. And it's all 4K. And get ready for a lot of stuff like that. But nevertheless, Grace was like, do it again, Grace. Open it up. Open it up. So she said, I got to make some calls. Okay, yeah, that's me. That's me, Grace. But that ain't me. No, you going to do that. Tell her, Grace. So,
yeah.
Whose responsibility is that to read?
Mine.
And to do the prep workout?
Mine.
Yeah, we ain't cutting off time for that. Okay. Did y'all get that? But she tried to sneak that in. She was like, okay, I can multitask. Let me try one more. Nope. Get that down. No. Do I get to say, all right, everybody, no work. I have to do a video. So everyone just stop. No. When it's time for me to write a book, do I get to say, hey, everybody, no working, no one. I know I'm the CEO, but I can't do anything until I write this book. It may take me 2 years. No. I think it's a 3 a.m. time sometimes doing research on some books. You got to do that on your own time. That is when you're in a winning organization. It's real uncomfortable. My advice to all of you is if you've quit everything you've ever done, y'all know who you are. You quit your piano lessons. Every time I say this, always somebody in the audience that quit their piano lessons. Always. Okay. You quit the Sunday school choir. You quit basketball. Like you just always start well, but never finish well. You know who I'm talking to. That's not going to work here. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the stream here. It's going to push the crap out of you. You already know that. And you ain't even seen the e-commerce side yet. And I don't know what Justin going to do over there, but I know he think like me. So now you're going to have two crazy folk pushing something. So now, really, it's going to be bad. You understand? This is what it is. So do yourself a favor and adopt 100% attitude. Here's my attitude of everything that I do. First off, I won't do anything if I'm not going to actually do it. I've learned how to say no very well. If I don't think I'm going to dominate it, I just say no. Now, I'm not talking about fear. I'm saying I won't, hey, Antonio, can you do this for me? Nah, I'm good. Let me get that to somebody else. Because I know I'm just not going to do it well. I'm not going to do it right. I don't have time, and you're not going to get my full energy. And it's not going to be up to my standard. I'm designing a graphic for Monica right now. I've went through 23 different variations of this podcast cover. I hate all of them. I hate all of them. And it ain't even my fault. It's the picture of the guy. It's the picture of Texas, Monica. That's really the main problem. Well, it's a picture of, it's all y'all pictures. I cartooned them, that was easy, but the way they're shaped, they messed it up. Go ahead, Dion. It messes up
the graphics. I can send you another one if that helps.
Oh my God, that would be so much better. If you can send other ones, that would be so much better.
Texas or all of us?
Send all three just in case. Give me some options.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll do that.
Give me some options. Yeah, give me some options. Because I gotta hide the, I'll show you real quick. And this is what I'm talking about, y'all. This is the stuff I'm talking about. Because I said I was going to get this done. And there's no excuses. I'm going to get this done. This graphic is going to lay at my feet and shut up. It's going to do what I said. Because I said, do that. It's just being mean to me. But I'm going to keep making it work. Now, this is one of the ones. I'm going to just take away the background because I don't want you to see the background. Hold on. There we go. Let me take away all this stuff. All right, so I took away the graphics. This is moving forward 100%. So you can't see what it is. You can't see. Just look, all this stuff here on this left side, all this is different variations. Look at this. I had this background before. I had this background. I had this one. It's just too much. I had a bowl, maybe we can mix it, put them in a mix. I did all sorts of stuff anyway, this is the problem. See y'all pictures. Your pictures. See how they shaped?
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Now I could probably just use y'all faces. Why didn't I think of that? I think I just solved the problem.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to use the faces. My bad.
Why didn't I think of that? And I had to do this just to... I don't need no new pictures. I'm just using little round faces.
In the background, because it picked up the yellow in the shirt.
Yes.
I was on there for a minute.
Yeah. I came up with the yellow one yesterday by accident. I was so frustrated, and I'm just saying, I just kept telling myself, okay, there's no rules. What's the weirdest thing you would do? And I was like, yellow. And I put it out there, and I was like, wow, that's like the best thing I've did so far. So, yeah. Good. Put your faces there. Why you ain't tell me that, Monica? Jeez. Are you supposed to be...
I'm pretty sure we talked about it. I should have just cropped the neck.
No. You even sent me a picture with just faces on it.
Yeah.
Pray for me.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
A little shout out to Vanessa.
All right.
I had her creating a business Facebook page and then a group page. And the gal that she's working with, we got on a Zoom and I saw what it was, and it was just kind of really basic, just black letters type thing. And I had her go to Canva and the Unsplash. Mm-hmm. And then she sent me over and the picture on the group page, I'm like, well, first of all, that girl looks like she's, on the streets or something. And where are the other people? I don't feel like I fit in there.
Hmm.
So when she sent it back, and this isn't her area. So when she sent it back to me, I'm like, wow.
That so Vanessa, was so you out here being a graphic designer.
Yeah, so she got it changed and it looks good, and it kind of relates to what you're doing here on that. I said you're gonna be able to use this on your podcast here, there, and all over the place. So
good stuff. Well, yeah. Congratulations to you, Susan, for good mentorship. Good job, Vanessa, for good
mentorship. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Got baby boomers becoming graphic designers. Boy, ATS something else. Good stuff. Well, let's end this here. Just all of you, very welcome. 100%. Vanessa was moving 100%, obviously. Man, obviously. It's what you're going to do. Don't think, move. You can move and then start thinking. But don't think. Just move. You've done thinking for all these years. So try moving now. I promise you, you will be far more blessed if you move and then start thinking while in movement. It is really my secret advantage over people. Every time I'm in the podcast, I'm finna end this right now. They always say, Antonio, can you just give us one final word in an interview, a TV show? Can you give us one final word? I say the same thing every time. Move before you're ready. That's what I would like to tell your audience. Move before you're never ready to go walking like Abby. You're never ready to go running like Chris. They ain't wake up ready. Their body was like, nah. Law wasn't ready to be no vegan. But he moved. They moved. That's how you get this stuff done. You move, and then you tell your brain, now get ready, okay? Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. We'll see you on the next call. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.